Innovations Bulletin, second edition for 2002, produced at IRTI, 13453 Colfax Highway, Grass Valley, 95945. Business number is 530-274-2090. Our 800 number for orders only is 1-800-322-4784. I'd like to introduce Jim Fruchterman. Of course, all of you know Jim, being the former president of Arkenstone, Inc. And now Jim is on other adventures, and he'll be talking about them. Jim, what about Bookshare and Benetech and other things you're doing? Could you give us a sketch of what's going on?
Well, the brief overview is that Benetech is the new name of the nonprofit that was Arkenstone, and the money that we received from Freedom Scientific gave us the freedom to go off and do multiple projects in the area of adaptive technology. And so Bookshare.org happens to be the first of those, and I'll talk about that, but in essence, we get to go off and try and start three or four Arkenstones over the next couple of years, and we think we'll have a big impact on the adaptive technology field with some of our new innovations. Mind if I go ahead and talk about Bookshare?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the original idea of Bookshare came when my teenage son got infected with Napster 2.5 years ago. It turned out that the then acting CEO of Napster lived two doors down from us here in Palo Alto. And, you know, I looked at this and I thought, wow, this is really clever technology. I wonder if we can use this to help our blind customers. And the problem that we were well aware of is that, you know, 95% of all books aren't available. That's why people were buying Arkenstone reading machines. At the same time, people were scanning the same books over and over again, and in many cases, spending the time to scan an entire book was beyond what a person would want to invest to be able to access that book. That's a heck of a barrier to literacy if you have to spend 2 or 3 hours scanning a book. Nobody knew that better than we did, having sold tens of thousands of reading machines over the last 10 years. So the idea of Bookshare using sort of peer-to-peer philosophy like Napster is that let's have all those people who are scanning books share their efforts with other members of the community. So that's really what Bookshare.org is. It's not a traditional library for the blind where we make decisions about what books there are and spend a lot of money doing a very high-quality version of that book with, like some of the other services. Instead, we're a meeting place for hundreds, if not thousands, of visually impaired people and people who are interested in this field who are scanning books, proofreading books, writing, you know, synopses of books, and trying to make sure that when that book has been scanned once by somebody, that hopefully no one will have to scan that book again.
Now, what's the media you're using?
Well, we're using the Internet primarily. I think that's going to change over the next couple of years as we offer some other options. But right now, the bulk of what people are doing is they go to Bookshare.org, kind of like it's Amazon for the blind, and they type in a title or a keyword or an author name, and there'll be a bunch of books that come up. And if they are interested in a book, they click on it, and then if it's a copyrighted book and they want to download it, they then need to log in. So anybody can go to Bookshare.org right now, see what books we have, find out what our latest things are. It's just that when you go to download the book, you then need to be a member. And to be a member, it costs $25 as a sign-up fee and $50 a year. And when people, for instance, scan books or do volunteer work, they get credits against that. So you can. We have many users who are using the service for free because they've scanned a bunch of books for us. And once you want to download the book, you need your password. The book is downloaded in one of two formats, both specialized formats for people with disabilities. In one case, we're using the new NISO DAISY 3 standard that is the new next-generation talking book standard. We also allow people to download it in BRF, which is a digital braille format. In both cases, essentially you're downloading the text of the book. You're not downloading a human recorded audio file. You're recording. You know, you're downloading something that's a lot like HTML, and people can then put it into you know, any program like Internet Explorer and read it using their screen reader. We supply, including the subscription, a Victor Reader, software Victor Reader that people can use to navigate the book and use their screen reader or screen magnifier to access the book. And, of course, many people are loading up their Braille note takers with the BRF files and taking their books on the road.
What about MP3? Are you going to incorporate that in this reading system?
There's several answers to that. First of all, there's a program called Text Aloud.
Yes.
A $40 program, and many of our users are buying that program and creating MP3s from the text that we have. And Text Aloud offers the new AT&T Natural Voices speech, which is quite human-sounding. So we can't deliver the books in raw MP3 because our copyright law exemption that makes it legal says it has to be a disability-specific format. And so we can't actually deliver the MP3, but our contract with our users allows them to create MP3s for their own use only. And that's, you know, it's pretty much a fair use kind of exemption. So later on, it turns out that the DAISY format does support MP3 sort of inside the format with some digital rights management. And so we see a future where we might be delivering CDs that contain a talking DAISY book that would play in a hardware player or a PC that is where the recorded MP3 is, again, synthetic speech rather than human speech. And we're kind of excited about that because then we can reach, you know, an audience that's not a PC user audience but instead is comfortable with a player or a tape player and would, you know, get one of the new generation DAISY players and be able to listen to it that way. And we are looking at, this idea of giving people physical versions of the books is something we're exploring. I mean, we just announced the partnership with the Braille Institute where you can get Braille hard copy books printed on demand off our website. So if there's a, you know, a pretty high quality proofread book there, you can click on it and for, I think it's under 8 cents a page, maybe it's 8 cents a page, the Braille Institute will print it and drop it, ship it to you.
So anyone with a Braille embossing device could also do the same thing?
That's right.
Well, that's marvelous.
And as a matter of fact, the Braille Institute service is available to anyone, whether or not they're a Bookshare.org member. So so if you're, you know, you may not want it, you may not have a computer, you may not want it to download the stuff, but, you know, if you have the money for the Braille hard copy, you can just go to our website, pick out the book, and get it shipped to you. You know, Bookshare.org members, I think, get a $10 discount off of the Braille Institute pricing, and that's the only difference.
My goodness. Well, I could understand this skipping the scanning bit. I think that was essentially the weakness of the system. But going to your Bookshare concept really is a fabulous way to go as far as providing reading material. And I have to commend you on you approaching this system.
Well, you know, I think fortune favors the prepared mind, and I think that working with blind people over the last, you know, more than 12 years, actually, I have a pretty good idea that when I see a new technology, I can make the linkage and you know, figure out how it's going to solve a problem. And one of the great things that we have here at our offices in Palo Alto is that we get donations of books, like you know, high-tech companies that do internet bookselling and such are just donating pallet loads of books to us. And we have a bunch of volunteers who come in and use high-speed scanners. So we, you know, we're able to, you know, grow our collection right now by a couple hundred books a month. And I could imagine, you know, getting that up to 500 or more books a month. And, you know, the latest books get in Bookshare really fast because volunteers doing it. Of course, the majority of volunteers are visually impaired people, but, you know, we have a bunch of sighted volunteers as well.
How large is your library now?
Somewhere between 10 and 11,000 books.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
Oh, it's already, you know, got to be one of the larger electronic book collections. And I see Bookshare.org becoming the world's largest full-text book collection, basically because of the energy of the community that's going to be using this.
Are school systems going to use it?
Yep. we have a school deal, and we already have school systems signing up and, you know, getting memberships for all their students. And, you know, we're doing a number of pilot projects. For instance, we're starting here in California, working with San Diego schools and also the California School for the Blind. And we're trying really hard to get the outside reading books that are on the State of California recommended list in by you know, September, which is just next month, you know, so that kids will have access to that. And, you know, we don't see ourselves replacing Recording for the Blind Dyslexic, say, and providing accessible textbooks. They do many great things to make a textbook more accessible. But I'd like to make sure that we have, you know, just about every outside reading book that a blind kid's peers are reading available easily to that student so that they can, you know, have that choice without having to invest tons of hours in scanning.
Well, this is marvelous, Jen. And I really appreciate talking to you and letting our subscribers know what's going on. I think you'll probably get a heck of a lot more signups.
Well, that'll be great. All you have to do is go to www.bookshare.org, and Bookshare is without a dash, and people can check it out right now. And you know, the main thing that people have to do to become members, other than pay the subscription fee, is have a qualified disability. And the easiest way that most people do that is they send us an email authorizing us to contact the Library of Congress and confirm that they're receiving services from the National Library Service. And the Library of Congress has done a whole bunch of things to help us out, and we really appreciate this because it allows people to sign up for the service without having to fish out a doctor's note or something like that. I can also tell you about some of the other things that we're up to.
Please.
Well, we're working in the area of talking off-the-shelf handheld devices. We have a project called Sonorous, which is a talking iPack that Sun Microsystems has funded us to build. We demonstrated it at CSUN this year in Java 1. And basically it's a you know, handheld computer that can wirelessly communicate with devices in the environment and make a talking interface. And so it's sort of a proof of concept for what a handheld computer or a, you know, a more advanced cell phone of the next generation can do for blind people. We believe strongly that the handheld computing and cell phone market has not really met the needs of blind people. And next generation is going to have ability to do a whole bunch of things in software. So we want to be some of the people writing that software. And we see a range of possible products. I mean, probably the one that I'm most excited about, given my background, is making an iPad talking camera, you know, has character recognition in it, and we'll be able to read you signs and business cards and other things. So I think that that's a product that we're out actively raising money for. I mean, Sun's gotten us started, but we need to, like any nonprofit, our basic goal is to find philanthropic funding to get a project launched and then get it to the point where the revenues generated are enough to cover it. We also see that the handheld field is being very good for disabled people outside the United States. In 5 or 7 years, a used handheld will cost $10 or $20 and have the ability to do voice synthesis and all the other sorts of things that we need. And so I think in the developing world, a lot of blind people will be using these handheld devices instead of a PC in the coming decade. And we want to make sure Benetech is there developing that software, because we are assuming that no business in the near term is going to see enough of an opportunity to do that. So then that's kind of our reason for existence.
Wonderful.
Also talking about doing work in Linux and open source. So I think we're interested in that. We're talking about growing Bookshare to other countries. All sorts of things come in all the time for projects that we should be involved in, and we're, you know, busy looking at them and seeing how we can, you know, help promote those technologies, make sure that people have the latest and greatest technology tools that they can actually use.
Well, this has been interesting, and I think down the road a piece we'll have to talk to you some more.
Absolutely. As projects come out, I would love to tell you more about them. But Bookshare.org is our big one right now, and we're certainly excited about it. Our goal is that by 2004 that it'll be self-supporting and that and be able to grow, continue to grow rapidly thanks to, you know, the community that's going to essentially make it possible.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim, and we will definitely talk to you down the road.
Sounds great, Dito. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Bye.